Hey there, it's Dio Angrid, and I'm super excited to welcome you back to season 2 of my iPaint Ideas podcast. This season, I'm doing something a bit different. I'll be taking you through my latest collection called While Waiting for the World to Catch Up, which was on view at my solo show this past fall in New York City, and I'll be discussing it with a writer, philosopher, and dear friend, Label Braun. This collection is a series of 11 oil paintings, each telling its unique story, building up a broader narrative of what it's like to be an artist. So let me tell you a little bit about what's to come. The collection kicks off with a painting called The Breath. I use the breath as a metaphor for inspiration. It's about getting inspired, this painting. And that's where we start, with an inspiration. It's inhaling the world around us, transforming that energy within, and finally exhaling art. But then what happens if you get inspired but never do anything with it? And I found out that many people who came to see my show resonating with this one because they have many ideas but never had confidence to follow through, make them real, or courage to put them out in front of other people. And that's what I painted in Unspoken, the abyss of art that never was, the unrealized potential, the things left unsaid, because I was interested in exploring where those ideas go if you get inspired and you don't do anything with them. Then there is 3 a.m. This painting evoked the most visceral reactions at the show. And Label and I had a lot to say about this one because it's something that happens to all creatives, which is self-doubt. That's what the painting is about. It's a self-doubt that creeps in at 3 a.m. And if that's something that you're struggling with, you have to listen to this episode because I share an insight that I had after many years of making art and then the theory that I developed because of that insight. And I also share how that understanding helped me overcome self-doubt, and it's a lot better now than it used to be. So make sure to listen to that one. Next comes Following the Echoes. And in this painting, I dive into all of the noise that we face, like opinions and criticism and expectations. And in the middle of that, we often try to emulate others and follow trends. And Label and I talked about how that is the worst idea and the fastest way to lose yourself as an artist and become derivative. And that is the worst. But it's not all heavy like that. Those are maybe the low points of being an artist, but it's not all heavy in the collection. The Artful Escape and Formless are about those magical moments when everything flows. It's like the world fades away, the time stops, you're in the flow, and it's just you and your art, and it's my favorite thing. And then I followed that with a painting called On the Limit, which is more introspective. And it's about looking inward and challenging yourself and pushing boundaries and finding the limit and being on the limit while you're creating and finding authenticity, because that gives you the solid base, the solid foundation to build your art on. And then it becomes play, right? And that's what we end up with, two paintings called Building on an Idea and Elated. And these are sort of celebration pieces. You know, they're celebrating that incredible feeling when an idea comes together. You have an idea and that idea leads you to another idea and to another idea. And then the piece starts coming together and you're feeling it and everything's great. And then you're riding that creative high, right? And that's what Elated is about. So building on an idea is like a jazz improv of art. You're having a lot of fun. And then Elated is about an artist emerging from creativity. And they're sort of related in some ways and very different in other ways. But they both explore that creative high, which I think is the best feeling ever. The art show and this season of the podcast is like going on a journey of being an artist and exploring those ups and downs and ins and outs, from inspiration in the breath to feeling elated in the painting called Elated and everything in between. And when I was at the gallery, and I was there every day during the art show, I would give tours to visitors and talk about these 4 hours. And sometimes they wouldn't know that I was the artist and I had so much fun with it. It was my favorite thing to do. And I can't wait to share it with you too. So tune in and let's explore these stories together. The first episode drops on January 2nd, and then the rest will follow weekly after that. And hey, if you like what you hear, hit that subscribe button, give us a like, and share it with your friends. As always, your support means the world to me. See you in the podcast.